This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Adam has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What band has the songs Paint It Black and Give Me Shelter?
Pass.
The United States purchased Florida from where?
Spain.
Correct. What TV series included the phrase "Go where no man has gone before" in its title sequence?
Pass.
What is the meaning of FN on your computer keyboard?
Function.
Correct. What dwarf from Snow White mixes up his words?
Speedy Doc.
Doc. Yes. What country uses over 4 billion miles of toilet paper each year?
China.
Correct. Beginning with D, what is the real middle name of Dwayne Johnson?
Aiden.
No.
Adam.
D. No.
Adam.
Holiday was the first Billboard Hot 100 single for what singer?
Pass.
The title character in Charlotte's Web is what?
Charlotte. Over.
What is Charlotte?
Spider.
There we go. Adam, that was kind of rough. Rough to hear you. It sounds like the winds might be affecting you, but you got 5 correct.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
You know what? Woohoo is what I like to hear. And you got 9 to 9 questions, so technically more than 50.
You know, all that matters is that you have fun.
Is that all that matters?
That's all that matters.
Coming from a true loser, Taryn.
Do you have orange slices for somebody too to hand out?
Yeah, but maybe a trophy?
Free sun.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What band has the songs Paint It Black and Give Me Shelter?
Rolling Stones.
You know it. The United States purchased Florida from where?
From France.
No.
From Mexico.
No.
From Spain.
There we go.
I was going to get there. My brain didn't work.
What TV series included the phrase "Go where no man has gone before" in its title sequence?
Oh, Star Trek.
Yes. What is the meaning of FN on your computer keyboard?
F. Nancy.
No.
Function.
There we go. Which dwarf from Snow White mixes up his words?
Clumsy?
No.
Dopey?
No.
What was the question?
Which dwarf from Snow White mixes up his words?
Tonky?
No. What country uses over 4 billion miles of toilet paper each year?
Which country? The United States of America.
No.
India?
No.
Japan?
No. Beginning with D, what is the real middle name of Dwayne Johnson?
The Rock.
No.
Oh, boy.
Douglas.
Wow, yes, of course you knew that.
Of course I know.
Holiday was the first Billboard Hot 100 single for what singer?
Madonna.
Correct.
That's my hero.
Wow. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-5. Sorry, Adam.
Oh, no worries. Good game, Steve. Hope you all have a great day.
You too, my friend.
From that star up in the sky, from that mountain peak up high, hey, I made it. I'm the world's greatest. The Snow White that mixes up his words, Adam got correct, is Doc.
Doc. Honestly, really?
I was surprised, too. Huh. I thought it should be Dopey as well.
Yeah.
I'm
so a lot more in common with Doc than I realized.
Right? I'm so impressed you knew Dwayne Douglas Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Because everyone just thinks it's The Rock. And then one you didn't get to, the title character in Charlotte's Web is what?
It's a spider.
Yes. Yeah. You really had to think about that for a second, just, thinking it was like a trick question.
Kind
or
of. Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
I feel like a lot of people think it's the pig. So.
No.
Wilbur?
No. Well, congrats, Steve. You beat Adam.
Some of the biggest bands in rock are putting out new music for 2025. Do you think this could be a huge year for the rock community, Steve?
I sure hope so. I mean, it'd be nice to get a little bit more respect on the rock name these days. I feel like everyone just talks about country, pop. Hip-hop as well, but rock kind of gets forgotten.
That's very true. We're going to talk all about this after Foo Fighters. The Daily Mix Show. The website Loudwire just hipped us to some of the iconic rock and metal bands that are planning to put out new music before the end of 2025.
I mean, it's really like pretty much a who's who of bands that a lot of us grew up on that are like, oh crap, they haven't put out a new record since like, you know, early 2020s or even earlier than that. Now here we got them.
It's a great time to be a rock fan.
I hope so.
Steve, you want to put us to the test, of course.
I do. So there's a few of the bands that are like the big ones, and they don't have an exact date for when these records are coming out. I'd imagine later on in 2025. But for example, like Nine Inch Nails.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't put out a record since 2020. Honestly, I didn't know they put out a record in 2020. Did you ever listen to Ghosts? Six? Locusts?
No.
Yeah, I stopped after Ghost 4. No idea. But apparently, you know, Nine Inch Nails go back on the road and also putting on a new record. So I found some of the bigger bands. I found one of their hit songs. And I put it through a music software that you can remove all the tracks and go one by one. So we could go track by track. We isolated each track. And then you'll have to try and figure out what band I'm talking
Ooh,
about.
Ooh, okay.
And I promise, these are all huge bands. So I feel like even Sarah could do okay in this.
Even Sarah.
They're all some of the murderer's row of rock music.
All right.
Maybe I'm hyping up a little too much, but you know, here we are. All right, are you ready for the first one?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right, let's go. Start with the drums. Anyone feeling anything just yet? Y'all look confused. How about a little bass? I thought this was going to be the easiest one. Nothing yet?
No.
Do you guys need some guitar?
Yes.
I think this is going to give it away.
It's Korn.
Korn. The last record they put out was Requiem. Came out in 2022. No exact release date, though, for this upcoming record.
Let's go, Korn fans.
Were you ever a big Korn fan?
Back in the day, for sure.
Yeah, I remember seeing them at, like, what it was the Key Arena at the time, now Climate Pledge, and different... And they always put on such an epic show.
When Issues came out, that was the soundtrack to, like, middle school for all of us.
What was that tour? Family Values.
Oh, yeah.
Was it, like, Korn, Limp Bizkit, I think Eminem, Papa Roach?
All the heavy hitters.
Take me back in time, baby. Those were the good old days. All right, let's try this one. Feeling it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Was it possible?
Papa Roach.
Yeah.
Also on the Family Values Tour.
Yeah.
Their last record came out in 2022 called Ego Trip. What? I'm a big Papa Roach fan. That one really never hit me. Like, usually, like, their records, I'm like, this is really good. I don't know, people are talking about it. That was one where I was like, it was fine.
But I'm always going to be curious and excited to hear what they do.
You'll get another chance this year, Steve.
This is the year. This is the year for Papa Roach. All right, one more. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. I feel like they all have the same drummer. All right, a little bass.
I got it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Danny's got it.
Yeah.
Sarah?
It's Disturbed?
Yes! Oh!
Look at me.
Their last record, also 2022, with a record called Divisive. The new album, no idea when it's coming out, but 2025, they got the big tour.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome year.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Some good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's like new metal is back. All three
of
those
bands. We're having our moment
again. Right?
Last night, these high winds caused chaos for a lot of people, but think about those who actually have to go outside and work in this weather. The ones that actually have to brave the elements while the rest of us stay cozy inside.
I know. I even walked by our window here at the radio station, like right by the elevators, and like it's right in the middle of all like the wind. And the window is like bending, and I'm just like, man, I'm nervous and I'm inside. I can't even imagine being outside dealing with this stuff.
We're going to talk about those who have to work outside at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, many of us in Western Washington were dealing with high winds, bad weather. Steve, even at my house, we got thunder and lightning.
Oh, my gosh. How'd you make it in today?
It was crazy. But Como 4 did a report about how crazy the weather did get last night.
And right now we're following breaking news in Seattle where fire crews are responding to a tree that fell on a car.
Como's Jeremy Harris just got to the scene. He's live with the latest, Jeremy.
Yeah, this is really an incredible scene here at Green Lake. And the good news about this is everybody is okay. What you're seeing is a tree that came down on a car.
Oh, so there are people in the car.
Yikes.
Because I know some people probably woke up to like a car on their tree or a tree on their car.
Just here within about the last 30 minutes, we're told there were three people in that car, two children and an adult. And everybody is okay. But pan around here just a little bit. You can see we have Seattle Fire on scene. It looks like they're just starting to sort of wrap up the emergency response phase of this, now knowing that everybody's okay. But again, tree down on a car, two children and an adult inside. The good news, everybody okay. Back to you.
That is scary.
So scary.
I know you woke up to a tree down in your driveway, right?
Big old branch right there, but I just drove around it.
Okay, so you didn't move it?
I didn't move it. I'm waiting for Brad to get home. He can take care of that later. Bucket up. Maybe it's going to be good firewood. I don't know. So a big, huge shout out, though, to everybody who is working outside in this. And we know there's probably construction crews, delivery drivers, utility workers, people like James, who is a semi-truck driver. And James, what happened with your truck this morning?
Oh, yeah, on the I-5 coming down south from Kent, my mirror almost fell off going about 65 on the freeway. So I was like, I can't drive like that. And if it falls off, then, you know, I lost it. So I had to pull over on I-5 this morning and get a socket wrench set out and just kind of put it back together. And it's holding strong now, but, you know.
So that sounds like a lot of fun with this weather.
And Oh, I got some for you guys.
Oh, dude, I'm so glad you're okay, that you're able to give us that most important part of the call.
Thanks, James. Be safe out there, my friend. So with the crazy winds we're dealing with and the weather that we were having all night last night, I don't know if it kept you up as much as it kept me up, but it was loud.
Once again, I woke up to my wife saying, did you hear all the stuff? I'm like, no, didn't hear any of it.
Yeah, you and Brad both.
But apparently my daughter was up all night too because of the wind.
Yeah, the kid, the dog, everybody was up except for Brad. So what's it like doing your job when Mother Nature makes things this difficult? 206-803-ROCK, if you've ever had a close call with high winds from trees to driving around in it, what do you do to deal with conditions like we're going through?
Because when we're here and we look outside, you're like, the winds are just making our windows shake. And I'm just like, man, there's people on like power lines. There's people that are dealing with like, you know, like James on I-5 on a semi has to get out of his truck to tighten things down. Like, it's just, that's a world that we're not into because we're so lucky that we're just sitting on our fat asses while everyone else is dealing with this crap outside.
So what is it like to do your job when the weather is not being kind out there? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
The wind is wild, the rain is ruthless, and a lot of us are hiding indoors, thankfully. But some of you are working right out in the middle of the elements. So if your job keeps you outside in weather this crazy, we want to talk to you this morning. And the number to call is 206-803-ROCK. How do you handle it? Do you have a crazy story of being out in the elements? We would love to hear that story. 206-803-ROCK, and I'm so glad Way High Window Guy in Seattle called.
Dude, you're like one of the first people I thought of, like the guys that are out there cleaning the windows super high up when it's windy. That's got to be just terrifying.
It can be scary, for sure.
Is there ever a moment where they say, okay, the winds are too...
Shut it down.
Too much?
Yeah, it's usually up to me to make that call. So we usually go up to the roof and get a nice big spit and spit off the side of the building and see which way the wind's going.
How fast has the wind ever been blowing when you've been out there doing window stuff?
Well, I think it's 20 to 25 miles an hour. We're supposed to stop.
When you do the spit test, though, do you ever like kind of accidentally point it towards maybe a coworker you don't like so much?
Well, not necessarily, but it has come back and got me.
Oh, that's... Oh, it's backfired. Has there been a time where there was, like, a close call? Do you have, a time where you're like, oh, crap, this one time I was really, like, kind of white-knuckling it?
Well, I have quite a few, but the...
Phone cut out.
Oh,
I hope you're okay.
Oh, no.
What if you got blown away?
Please call back and let us know you're okay.
Well, speaking of being blown away, Mariah from Edmonds works at a doggy daycare. What happens to the small dogs when it's really windy?
Well, sometimes the little tiny ones get blown across the yard and we have to go and pick them up and bring them back inside.
Do not.
Like a little tumbleweed?
How small are we two? I had like, when we had Lulu, Lulu was around like 9 to 10 pounds. She never got blown. How small are we talking?
No, like Yorkie size, really like Chihuahua size. And they have these big jackets on this time of the year and they just kind of get poofed out and they get blown away.
Oh my gosh. Well, be safe with those dogs out there, Mariah.
Do you have to anchor them down? Like a little string?
Like a little weighted collar.
Oh my gosh, the visual. Well, I didn't even think about like someone texting about being a farmer. I have 4 cows to quarter and deliver to a butcher. It makes it hard to keep the meat clean.
Oh no.
Huh.
206-803-ROCK. Pete from Mount Lake Terrace, you work in pest control. How's it going for you out there in the wild weather?
Well, I'm still trying to get to my first job.
Is there just bad traffic today, or have you seen a lot of stuff down in the roads?
Yeah, 99, because the Roar Bridge is closed. Oy. Because apparently there's a fire underneath it or something.
Wow. That doesn't sound good.
And I-5 is crazy, so I'm taking back roads.
So then once you get to where you're going, is the bulk of it like exterior work in pest control?
Most of it's exterior work. We're trying to catch rodents and stuff before they get in your building.
Well, I mean, based on the last call, I mean, most of those rodents will probably just fly away.
Well, actually, that started making me laugh because I remember when I was in the military, we had a typhoon come through Okinawa and we had these jungle cats behind our barracks. And I saw one get picked up and carried about 50 feet. Landed and then just ran into the jungle like nothing happened.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
That's the day where I call it a day and go back to my bunk and be like, you know what, you guys?
Yeah, in the Marine Corps, you just kept working.
Yeah, you figure that's why I'm not cut out to be a Marine. If I see a flying tiger or whatever, or tiger cat, whatever it was you were saying.
206-803-ROCK, Dolan from Covington, tell us about your porta potty incident.
Speaking of military, I was in the military. We had this big equipment offload that was planned months in advance, bunch of big equipment. And there's a tornado warning that day out of the nowhere. So I'm on post. I'm in the, my release time coming for several hours. I've got to poop so bad. And there's this porta potty, like, right on the edge of my territory. Like, I was supposed to, like, guard this one access area. So I'm pushing it off as long as I can. You know, I'm hoping someone comes by. Right. I'm finally like, okay, I just got to go. I'll be quick. I take one step towards it, and that porta potty falls over and then flies away.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you were in it, you probably would have weighed it down, so it wouldn't have happened. I'm kidding. That sounds terrible.
I don't know that. You don't know that. All I know is that my urge to poop went away for 12 hours. I was about to turtle head, and it said, nah, I'm good, bro. I'll see you tomorrow. And I didn't have to go.
Your bottom half's like, yeah, we're shutting this down, man.
206-803-ROCK. Charlie from Monroe, we're talking about the crazy elements that people that have to work outside are dealing with, and you tend to be on a roof with your job. What do you do?
I do commercial heating and air conditioning.
Oh, God.
And are you out in it today? Are you working today?
I work every day, but today, luckily, I think I have to work down in a basement. But normally, me and the guys that I work with are on rooftops all over the place.
And do you guys?
It's funny because. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to ask if you guys have, like, is there, like, a rule about how fast the wind starts to pick up where it's too dangerous for you to be on the roof?
I mean, it's an individual call, I think. It's mostly how comfortable you feel up there. But the thing to think about is there's a lot of people that get upset when they're cold. And so we run a lot of calls in the snow. Ooh. And it's always funny to say, you know, you walk into a call, people are upset because it's 50 degrees inside, but it's 18 degrees outside, and you have to climb up on the roof in the ice.
So, yeah, I was gonna say, like, that has to be one of those moments where, like, they're complaining about being cold, and you're just looking at them like, you realize that I'm outside trying to make you not cold, and that means that I'm very cold.
You're welcome, like, by the way.
I'm the last person that you should be complaining to.
206-803-ROCK. Bert from Duval, you are a welder. What do you think of the conditions we're having today?
Oh, man. They suck. We get out there. We're rocking with electricity. So when it's wet like this, man, as soon as we get wet, we're just lighting ourselves up. I'd probably shock myself on a day like this.
Oh, man.
I don't like when the phones cut out when we're having these conversations because I get nervous that that's exactly what that moment he just got, like, zapped. I save money on coffee, at least.
I want someone to call up and zap you right now, Steve Miggs. And it would be so awesome if that person was also listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 because we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the game. Let's just go through your record really quick. 54 wins,
nice.
27 losses, yeah. And 15 ties in 2025. We need these Rockaholics to step up. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.